encouraging prayer. God offers an open invitation for his people to talk with him at any time about anything. On Encouraging Prayer, Dr. James Banks, author of the best-selling Prayers for Prodigals and many other books on prayer, provides weekly biblical insight to help you learn to love to pray. And now, here's James. Well, James, I love your idea this week. Since the name of the show is Encouraging Prayer, we know we all could use that. So without further ado, let's get to it.
All right. Well, in the wake of the COVID-19 situation that we all find ourselves in, it just seems that this is a time where we need to take this time to pray. So wherever you are, our listeners today, I'd encourage you, please join with us, pray with us. God exists outside of time, so the prayers that we're praying, even if you hear this recorded, you can pray along and God knows. So that's kind of a philosophical thought, but the beautiful thing is that we have a Father who longs for us to call on him. So that's what we're going to do now. The other night, I heard my friend Bill Crowder pray for our Daily Bread community with a approach that covered the circles around us, you know, your own personal life and family and then community and going on from there. And that's how I'd like us to pray today. So we're going to go ahead, Robbie and I, and just pray together and kind of tag team and jump in as the Lord leads. Let's pray. Lord, we do praise you that you are faithful in every circumstance, whether we can feel it or not. You are there because you have promised to be there for us, and your word cannot fail. And so tonight, today, as we pray, we ask the beauty of your Spirit to help us and to fill us and to lead us. Right now, we begin by praying for our own personal needs. Lord, you know how many of us are worried about our family members, and there are concerns that we may lose some of them. There are concerns of other needs among us. And Father, we pray for our immediate families. We pray for those who are worried about work. We pray for health, that you would protect us, that you would give us wisdom, that you would help us to take this concern seriously, and also to trust you, because you have not given us a spirit of fear. We thank you. You've given us a spirit of love, of power, and of self-discipline.
Yes, Lord, and help us to keep focused on you individually, as that other people are looking at us as a light. And help us not to observe the waves, but to just keep our hand out there like Peter did and grab it so you can pull us up as we begin to sink. Help us to focus on you, Lord.
Lord, help us not to be like those who are just hoarding stuff out there and so fearful. You told us, do not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow has enough trouble of its own. And have we seen that lately? Help us to look to you, to keep our eyes on you, our hearts focused on you. And so we pray also for our churches. We pray, Lord, that you would use this to revive us. Lord, would you use this to bring revival around the world? Thank you for jarring us out of the sense of denial of our mortality that we live in. Help us to turn to you more and more, to be more dependent, to be more helpless as we simply look to you in prayer. We can do nothing without you. So we pray for our churches. Help us all to realize that. Help our communities as well. Lord, there are so many who are going through financial difficulties. You know those particular needs. Lord, would you intervene miraculously? Would you give special wisdom to those who are wondering how they can make ends meet? Would you bless them? Robbie, go ahead.
Yes, and Lord, please give the leaders in the local communities, the first responders and the hospital people and the administrations, and oh my goodness, they need your wisdom, Lord. They need your love. Help them to feel your presence and feel your comfort and that you're there with them in this tragedy.
Yes. Yes. Lord, we pray for those who are seeking to find a remedy to this. Lord, you know what it is, and you can lead them. And whether they know you or not, we pray your supernatural wisdom, your genius would anoint them, and they would see it and even realize that it did not come from them, but that it came for you. Father, we pray for our larger communities. We pray for our states, and we pray for our national government. We ask that you would help us all to work together. We pray that you would give wisdom to all of our leaders, that you would keep them safe, that you would protect them. Lord, we do pray again for a remedy, for a vaccine, but for everything that needs to be done in this unprecedented circumstance. We thank you for the wisdom you've already given them. We pray that you would multiply that and help us to have the right spirit of simply cooperating together against this common enemy of this virus.
Yeah, and I think of Second Chronicles, right, where we're, if we would humble ourselves and seek your face, Lord, seek your face. That's what we desperately need, and I pray that you would give us the gift of that faith, of being able to truly turn to you and away from our wicked ways, that you might turn and heal our land.
Yes, Lord. Build strength in us. Build resilience in us. Help us, Lord. Thank you that when we call on your name, you do indeed hear from heaven, and you are good, and you know how to give good gifts to your children. And so we ask, do what you alone can do. We do not know what to do, but our eyes are on you. And so, as your word says, we rest in the shelter of your wings until the disaster has passed. Oh, our beautiful Savior, we praise you. You are greater than this, and you will lead us out. You are the Good Shepherd, and we worship you. Thank you, Lord, that no matter what happens, we can look forward to you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. You can hear more from Pastor James by visiting his website, jamesbanks.org, or by visiting Peace Church in Durham, North Carolina. May God bless you and encourage you as you pray.